Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening to this teaching today that this just really brings about a lot of clarity if she's going through any trials to where you're trying to prepare her for these things to come. And I ask all these prayers, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos and talking about times of judgment, how dangerous they can get, and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly, he's the one that's going to protect you, okay? You just don't know what's going to come your way. But once you do, okay, you're going to be persecuted. And you can understand persecution, you understand Bible prophecy. So just going through the Nebuchadnezzar statue, talking about the iron kingdom and a certain aspect of that being communism, okay, and getting ready for it, because once again, I hear a lot of young people, it's kind of like a really trendy almost ideology talking about it, or people thinking that's good, and it's practiced obviously in other countries and things like that in different forms, okay, but you just need to get familiar with what it really is and how it connects to the Bible so you can be aware, okay. Talking about the abolition of private property, which it clearly states that that's the goal, is to remove private property, and how that plays into Bible prophecy, because everything's controlled by the state with the last kingdom, okay. Now, the way that you can see the Holy Spirit, now, I'll mention this again, there's a teaching that I have that's called the baptism, okay, or baptism, and it goes into really good detail about this process, okay, the Holy Spirit can take you through, okay, but I'm going to talk about it sort of in a condensed version here. Now, if it seems, with the baptism, basically, you're saved, okay, by grace, and your soul, you believe in Jesus Christ, and your life becomes, the Holy Spirit takes you through a journey where you're dead and buried in Christ, and then raised from the dead through him by the power of the Holy Spirit, okay, you believe on Jesus Christ, and there's a spiritual process that you go through, these trials and things like that, okay, where it happens to your actual soul, where you conform to the image of Christ and His Romans, just like as he was, in Colossians, as he was raised from the dead, where you die to self, and as he was raised from the dead, so are you, okay? And that's how you inherit eternal life, okay? But he can do this with your goods as well, okay? With something that you own, okay? And what this looks like, basically, is you just, all of it just boils down to really, you just be very humble and obeying the Holy Spirit, because he could be doing this and you don't even know why. I'm just kind of explaining the spiritual aspect behind it, where you need something. You need a car, you need a house, okay? You need a business, okay? Or something like that. And it just seems like you can go out and make it happen by yourself, the works of your own hands. Okay, maybe go out and get a loan, or go out and, I don't know, get it from this place or that place, whatever, okay? But the Holy Spirit seems to be keeping you back from doing it that way, okay? And you just kind of don't understand why, because you're thinking, you know, this makes sense and I can have it right now. And the Holy Spirit's saying, don't do that, okay? And you obey him, okay? What you'll find out later on, okay, is that when you have denied the works of your own hand and hands and obtained something by faith, okay, that it is kept, okay, in the kingdom of God and sustained by the kingdom of God, you'll notice that it operates differently than other things in your life, okay, to where when something goes wrong with it, okay, if it's something that you just kind of did yourself, it's not like sinful or anything, but it's just something that you didn't obtain by faith, then you got to keep it going, okay, you see that, you know, it takes more work, but this, it just seems like God just steps in all the time and helps out in this area and just seems to be maintaining it for you, okay. This is what I'm talking about with the baptism, okay, and obtaining things by faith, and it can also happen. It most likely happens when you lose something. That's the way that I've seen it be the most biblically clear, and then also the most effective. And I'll talk about that in the next podcast. We're going to leave that there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she just really humbles her heart and sees that she needs to read her KJV Bible from cover to cover. She's done, reads it again, and asks and she has to be filled with your Holy Spirit so she can understand all these things. I ask all these praise you, Father, in Jesus' name, amen.